USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from one of the most powerful hurricanes to ever hit the United States is rising. It now stands at least 11, with 5 deaths in Virginia alone. Michael claiming lives as well in Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina. As the search for survivors continues and the recovery efforts begin, there are still more than 1 million people without power in the southeast U.S. The storm now long gone, it's moved out over the Atlantic as a tropical depression.
We don't have any information on his whereabouts right now or what happened to him.
State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert there on the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkish officials say they have audio and video proof that he was murdered inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey on October 2nd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
It's a correction that I think is caused by the Federal Reserve with interest rates.
President Trump yesterday speaking about the multi-day slide in stocks on Wall Street.
We have interest rates going up at a clip that's much faster than certainly a lot of people, including myself, would have anticipated. I think the Fed is out of control. I think what they're doing is wrong.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average had fallen by 800 points over 2 days through yesterday. But good news for investors, stocks sharply higher at the open today. A bounce in bank stocks and tech shares seem to be boosting a rally after those 2 days of steep losses. And we're just getting word that a Turkish judge is setting North Carolina pastor Andrew Brunson free after he'd been detained for 2 years in Turkey. He appeared before a judge today on charges he'd committed crimes on behalf of terror groups, charges he's denied. But again, Pastor Andrew Brunson is reportedly a free man. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl now resigning amid the ongoing clergy sex abuse scandals, as the Vatican has announced just this morning. Pope Francis accepted Wuerl's resignation. Wuerl facing increasing pressure to step down after a Pennsylvania grand jury report found that over 300 priests in that state sexually abused kids over a 70-year period. And Wuerl was the Pittsburgh bishop from 1988 until taking over the D.C. job in 2006. He was accused of not dealing with pedophile priests while in Pittsburgh, also accused of knowing about the alleged abuses of his predecessor in Washington, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned in July over his abuse allegations. Wuerl issued a statement today apologizing for what he calls past errors in judgment, saying he hopes his resignation will give the Washington Archdiocese a fresh start. No replacement's been chosen yet. The Vatican says Wuerl will remain a cardinal. And a new British study confirms that people who use standing desks at work do feel better. Workplace health expert Jeanette Brony is not surprised, saying when you stand at a desk, you're more productive because your brain and your muscles get better blood flow and less inflammatory response. The study showed that workers given standing desks said they had fewer back problems and less neck pain. And standing or sitting, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.